Please welcome Gene Melter.
Thank you, Kirk. Several years ago, for my birthday, my family took me to a nice restaurant for dinner. And this was when our boys were 12 and 14. And the restaurant was The Galley in Morro Bay, kind of your traditional seafood restaurant. Now, the boys, who were stubbornly casual at that time, made an effort. They dressed up a little. Firstborn wore a polo shirt and long pants and shoes. And secondborn wore a long sleeve t-shirt that was clean and didn't have any holes in it. And my husband Matt and I were not in the habit of taking our children to restaurants. This wasn't an experience they'd had often. And we know that many people do take their young children and even babies to restaurants, but we have never understood their reasoning. Because you go out to dinner so you can have an enjoyable meal. So why bring along the very people who prevent you from having enjoyable meals at home? But I decided this was a good idea. And I'm telling you this so you can picture two fairly uncomfortable adolescent boys sitting at a table with a white tablecloth and a fake candle. And they were somewhat silent, maybe even sullen, but in our family there's a rule. You can't complain on someone else's birthday about their birthday wishes. So they were going along with the plan, but I pretty early on regretted bringing them, but too late now. So this was the kind of restaurant that had what you'd call professional waiters. So a very well-groomed, well-spoken young man seated us and described the specials in detail and took our orders. And then we were left to sip our sodas and nibble on breadsticks, you know, for a while waiting for our food to come. So we're sitting there not doing very well with the conversation and just biding our time, and then all of a sudden there's a commotion at the entrance to the restaurant, like loud greetings and guffaws. And we look over, and there's a striking older man coming in with a very elegant lady. And he's not very tall, but he's very broad-shouldered and tan. He's got wavy auburn hair, and he's wearing a blazer and slacks, just immaculately dressed, and he's got smooth shaven cheeks that are kind of rosy, but that you can see on the periphery there's wrinkles, and I think, gosh, he looks so familiar, and he comes towards us. He's on his way to his table as he's being seated with what I find out is his wife. He stops at our table and glares at my boys, and he says, "What are you looking at?" And they were taken aback. They didn't know what to make of this. And then he moved along, and our waiter comes over to our table, and he says, "That's Jack LaLanne." And he says, he and his wife come here often. And the boys are still puzzled. They haven't heard of this man. And so Matt and I explain that this is a major fitness guru, perhaps the father of all the whole fitness movement. And we describe the TV show he had when we were growing up, and you know, at the exercise show that was on in the afternoons for housewives, and the little tight little jumpsuit he wore with the short sleeves that showed off his incredible physique, and then the organ music that was played, and he'd be exercising, maybe using a chair for balance, and up down, and we told them that he had been in the news all the time when we were kids for his incredible feats of strength and endurance. So we describe all this, and then I get an idea. And the next time our waiter comes by our table, I say, "Excuse me, do you think Mr. LaLanne would mind if I went over and said hello?" And he said, oh, I think he'd like that very much. Well, Matt was delighted with this idea, but the boys were absolutely mortified. Mom, you can't do that. You can't just go up to him. That's so embarrassing, this kind of thing. He doesn't want you to bother him while he's having dinner. And I say, look, guys, the way he entered the restaurant indicates to me that he enjoys attention. And since he must be about 100 years old, he's probably not getting as much attention as he used to. So I'm going to go say hello. No, no, Mom, stop, sit down, this kind of thing. But I get up and ignore their adolescent self-consciousness, and I go over and I stand quietly near Jack Elaine's table until he and his wife notice me, and they smile, and I go over and I say, excuse me, Mr. Lelaine, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to tell you that my mother so enjoyed your show, and she used to exercise right along with you. And he smiles, and he sticks out his hand. It's just this massive, broad hand. And I stick my little hand in his, and he grips it firmly, and he says, I bet your mother was a beautiful woman. And I say, yes, she was, and pretty healthy, too. You know, she lived to be over 90. And he says, what's your name? And I introduce myself. And he says, well, Jean, thanks for telling me that. And then Jack Lelaine gives a little tug on my hand, and I realize that he's expecting some sort of kiss. He's trying to pull me down toward him for a kiss. And the thing is, I'm not very affectionate with strangers, even with ancient celebrities. And I just was not going to kiss him or be kissed by him. I was not going to do it. But think about this. This man was once one of the strongest people in the world. And I had not been to a gym for 20 years. So could I win? Could I possibly win a tug of war with Jack Lelaine? Yes, I could, because he was sitting and I was standing. So I knew if I kept my arm stiff and leaned back, I would have plenty of leverage to stay right where I was. So we struggled subtly for a few seconds before it occurred to me that I could end this whole impasse. And I said, it was so nice meeting you, but I really should get back to my family. And he said, all right. And he kissed my hand and let it go. And I went back to my table, and the boys were just dying of embarrassment. And Matt was really tickled and asked me to describe the whole thing, and I did. And the boys were, you shouldn't have done that. You know, they really couldn't recover from this. It was so embarrassing for them. And then during the meal, I made a point of every once in a while looking over my shoulder and smiling at Jack Lelaine and his wife, which just drove my boys crazy. Stop doing that. Just stop doing that, Mom. And firstborn said, Mom, you shouldn't fawn over celebrities like that. And I said, come on. This is not George Clooney we're talking about here. He clearly enjoyed that interaction. He liked the fact that someone remembered him. I know I'm right about that. So we endured the rest of the meal with our sons and then went home without any further incident. But as soon as we walked in the door, Matt went to his computer and Googled Jack Lelaine. And boys, listen to this. At the age of 42, Jack Lelaine broke the world record for push-ups. He did 2,003 push-ups in 24 minutes. Boys, listen to this. At the age of 64, Jack Lelaine swam the whole length of the Golden Gate Bridge underwater, shackled, handcuffed, and towing a 1,000-pound boat. And he went on and on, but they eventually lost interest and left the room. And a few years later, Jack Lelaine died at the age of 95, and I'm so glad I got to shake his hand. Thank you.